feel like I'm in a little bit of a rut here. I keep going back to LOMC stories. But this is part of my my second lifetime at LOMC, when I was at my second call as program director. And among my responsibilities as program director was hiring summer staff. And so I would be out and about recruiting and interviewing college students to come and work for the summer at LOMC. And my preference was that at some point they would come to LOMC for an interview, for a face-to-face. And among the things I would do in this interview was I didn't like to sit at my desk and do it. I like to take them on a hike. I don't know if you're all that familiar with the property over there at LOMC, but it's part of the the Rock River Valley, so it's got some hills and things like that. And so it is there's a little bit of a challenge to hiking around the property. And so part of my intention here was to make sure that physically they were willing to do what it takes to be able to get around the property as they, work through the summer leading children in camp activities. So that was a part of the interview process, right? Part of my goal here was to do my best to discourage people from applying. Well, and the other thing I would do in the interview, right, is that I would, describe the position. Okay, so here's a little bit of the job description. We're asking you to come and spend the summer, 10 weeks, working 6 days a week. We promise you 24 hours off between summer camps. And we're asking you to work 22 hours a day. 22 hours a day, 6 days a week. And, in that time period, we're asking you to be responsible for 8 to 10 kids every week. We want to make sure that those kids learn something about the Bible. That's a good start, right? But also to make sure that they take showers, that they eat food, that they don't kill each other in the midst of all this, that you keep them safe. And so we're going to ask that you take a first aid training class, be certified in first aid. We really would like you to be certified in life-saving, so you could, and because you're out canoeing on the Rock River, it's important to be able to do that. So we're doing, so your job here is 6 days a week, 22 hours a day, responsible for 8 to 10 kids, everything that they do. And for all of that, we're going to pay you $90 a week. I'm sure that at this point, it's probably more like $110 a week to start with. Right? Okay, so how many volunteers do I have? The summertime. Anyway, so, and to tell you the truth, my preference was, I really preferred hiring staff in those summers where there were a lot of jobs available for college-age kids. Over the times that I was hiring, I had both, right? There were times where there were very few jobs available and times where there were a lot of jobs available for these college students. And I preferred doing the hiring at a time when there were a lot of jobs available. Why? Because I knew that if they came, they really wanted to be there. Those other summers when I had all kinds of people applying for the job were those years where it was the only job they could get and something was better than nothing. And sometimes, from my perspective, nothing was better than something. So, but the point is that throughout this interview process, I was doing my best to make the job sound as miserable as it possibly could be. Because quite frankly, it was hard work. In fact, I told them, and I would still say, that those summers as a small group leader for me were probably, I probably worked harder those summers than I have at any other point in my life. Physically and emotionally, that job was draining. It was hard work. So come and do it. And there were people that did. There were people that said, you know what? This job is important to do. This is, in fact, it was more than a job, it was a calling. And they were willing to leave behind the comforts of home, right? As a college student, you remember those days, right? You went home from school in the summertime and you lived at home. You lived off mom and dad. Typically, you know, there was food put in front of you. You went out, you got a job, you worked, you know, whatever hours during the day, you came home, you had dinner, and you went out and played with your friends all evening. You had weekends off, right? Life was cushy. And yet there were those who decided to not stay with this comfortable life, but to come and do the work of God at LOMC. And thank God for those people that did it. But it was a choice to give up the comfort and the security of what they knew to undertake a call that was hard work, difficult. This morning in the gospel reading, we have really the beginning of Jesus' ministry here. And he begins this ministry with the words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. We've talked about that word kingdom before, and I want to come back to that again now, right? I really prefer the word reign, that the reign of heaven has come near. We talk about the kingdom of heaven, we envision that, you know, wherever God lives up there, right? But when we talk about the reign of heaven, I think we're talking about God's rule on earth. That God has come and has begun the process of establishing God's reign among us. And with the appearance of Jesus, that reign has started. The reign of heaven has come near. And so Jesus says to the people around him, "Repent." And then Matthew gives an example of what repentance looks like. There's an object lesson there. And here's what repentance looks like. He's walking by the Sea of Galilee and he sees Simon and his brother Andrew. And they're, what are they doing? They're casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. What's it mean to be a fisherman at that period of time? Hard work, right? Okay. Kind of dangerous, sure, I suppose. Okay. Yeah, you're out there in the big Sea of Galilee. Okay. All right. All right, maybe results are uncertain. Okay. But here's the thing. Simon and Andrew were fishermen. This was the family business. They were small business owners. They were responsible for taking care of the nets, the boats, catching the fish, getting the fish to market. You know, this was a small business for them. They were small business owners. The same with James and John. Right? And Jesus walks by them and he says, "Hey, follow me." And they leave dad sitting there in the boat. They leave the family business. They leave the security of everything they know to follow Jesus. They get up and they go. Matthew gives us no indication whatsoever that they've ever met or heard of Jesus before this. Jesus just appears and says, "Follow me," and Simon and Andrew and James and John get up and walk away. They leave the family business. They leave that security of who they were. Simon, right? We know Simon was married. He had a house someplace. Left all of that to follow Jesus. That's what repentance looks like. And that is what Jesus calls on us to do as well. The call is to repent. The call is to be willing to leave whatever may be safety and security for us. To leave the comfort of whatever it is that makes us comfortable. And be willing to follow Jesus wherever Jesus may lead us. The call to repent here in Matthew's gospel from Jesus is to say, God has come near to us. The reign of God has started. God is changing the world, and we are called on to be a part of that. And so repent. Follow. Be willing to risk whatever it is that we have in order to do the work that God has called us to do. Maybe there's a lesson there as we go into an annual meeting today. As we think about things like ministry, who we are as St. James Lutheran Church of Rock Island, Illinois. Maybe there's a lesson there as we think about budgets. As we think about offerings and commitments. As we think about the things that we are called to do as a congregation here in Rock Island. To be willing to be like those folks that the college students that came to interview with me to be small group leaders at Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Center 30-some years ago. To be willing to leave behind the comfort of mom and dad and take on the hardest job of their lives. To be like Simon and Andrew and James and John. And be willing to get up and go wherever it is that Jesus leads us. To be the people of God here in this place. And to be willing to risk what we have in order to do what God has called us to do. Repent, Jesus says. And then calls us to follow Him. To get up and go. To take the risk. Amen.